This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, on this Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sail Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially America's truckers out there, the long-haul, over-the-road guys and gals. Thanks for what you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We also are on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got our friend up in Atlanta, Billy, and he says, I'm listening on AM 920, The Answer, in Hotlanta, Georgia. Yeah, buddy. And his question is, and you got the answer to this. Now, Billy, I surprised you on this because Kyle found the answer. He says, how much coal is needed to get AOC's Tesla to go 200 miles?
Well, to go 200 miles is a very good question. We actually did find some research that was done looking at a 1,000-mile journey, like if you're going to go on a road trip, basically. And this came from Bloomberg. It was actually 2 or 3 years ago. If you wanted to use a car, you might need 40 gallons of gas to go that 1,000 miles. And a Chevy Impala was their test subject. But if you wanted to go in a Tesla Model S, you go the same distance, you would need about 286 pounds of coal in order to create the power needed, to generate the power needed. There would be 33 kilowatts hours of energy to travel that distance. So it would be quite a lot, it would seem.
Plus the shovel.
Plus the shovel. Well, but again, see, that's the thing. These cars are coal powered. You don't have a coal burning fireplace in your car or something, but you have but you're using that resource in order to create the energy in most cases. Yes, there's hydroelectric and solar and this kind of thing, but it's got to come from somewhere. And that's part of the sell with the idea that no, you can't use fossil fuels, quote-unquote.
Well, I realize that Slow Joe is trying to electrify the whole country, you know, with the electric trucks for the post office and the government and all that sort of stuff. By the way, I did see a vehicle. I'm not sure who it was because it went by me so fast I couldn't tell. I did see a government vehicle that was electric that went sailing by me on the intercept the other day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the idea, of course, yeah, and that's a policy position to say we're going to electrify all of the
right.
government fleet. But here's the one thing I don't think they should electrify, Captain, and that is the beast. That thing needs to run on fuel so it can do what it needs to do at a moment's notice.
Maybe you can put it on roller skates.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, a Florida man has filed a lawsuit against the CDC's mask mandate in the Supreme Court.
That's very true. Now, this person evidently had been kicked out of the Orlando airport, I believe.
Yep.
And part of his lawsuit is that he's not able, because of a particular issue that he has.
A
health issue, that's right, in order to comply with what he called an improper, illegal, and unconstitutional mandate. "Quote unquote." So we will see, you know, where this goes. And of course, right now it's federal law. You're in the airport, or as far as I know, and then also, of course, when you're on the airplane itself, you have to wear a mask. Now, of course, this goes to the idea that states have their own mask mandates and so forth. But there are many different aspects of federal law that do apply once you're aboard the aircraft, and you're not subject to like the state you're flying over, kind of a thing.
Now, voters don't seem to be very interested in whether or not Congress passes President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill. And most believe that the Republicans will be able to take back control of the Congress in next year's midterm elections. I'm one of those that happens to agree that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think people have a feeling out there. I think that, generally speaking, if the two parties were being seen as working together, now obviously the GOP is trying to hold back a lot of very, very, superfluous stuff that the Democrats are trying to do with this infrastructure bill, by calling it an infrastructure bill is what they're doing, and the GOP is standing against it. But if people thought that there was a legitimate infrastructure bill, I think there would be widespread support for it, for roads and bridges. But I think you're right. I think people are looking towards the midterms, and they have this feeling that it's not going to be a Democrat extravaganza, shall we say.
Okay. And by the way, Fox News' Tucker Carlson made headlines last week when he accused the federal government of spying on him. But most voters think that such surveillance is likely most of the time anyway.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. There was, I think, a Rasmussen poll that was out about this,
right,
showing that a lot of people do believe that this happens. We know in the past these kinds of things have happened. And I think they're not surprised by something like that.
Right, Char. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Wednesday morning edition. We have got a lot more to cover here. And by the way, it's not just about the storm. Lots of stuff going on, too, around the country.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we're going to do it. To it like Sonny Pruitt. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. You know, I hate to be a broken record here, but everybody knows the story of Mike Lindell. He's a tremendous guy. He's a born-again Christian. He had a rough lifetime. He got into some trouble, straightened himself out, built himself back up, built a company from scratch, and now he's a multimillionaire, and he helps all the people he can possibly help along the way. Now, I'm proud to be one of his endorsers, and I'm proud that he asked me to do this. Because I had no idea he knew me or I knew him, but he's been listening to the program for a while, and he's liked what he's heard. He may be listening to me now for all I know. But I believe in his products. I believe in what he's doing. It's helped me. I used to have back pain, neck pain, headaches, and whatnot because of the pillow I had and didn't realize it was a pillow. Same thing with the mattress. I didn't want to buy an orthopedic mattress, but I bought this mattress topper. Stuck it on my bed, and holy smokes, it's the most comfortable night's sleep I've ever had. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you the truth. And he sells all types of products there that help people. And you can help him, too, the proud American conservative that he is. Now, all you got to do is go to his website, MyPillow.com. The website is MyPillow.com. And when you see something you like, you place the order, and it asks you for your promo code, and it's always CAPTAIN. That's the promo code, CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Ask them any questions you want. See something you like. Promo code CAPTAIN. Boom. In Lake Flynn.
And Kyle, you were telling me about something. What was it? A 2-for-1? What?
Yeah, I think that the Giza Dream Sheets on their website, they talk about having a 2-for-1 offer there. And again, that's using the promo code CAPTAIN. There's all kinds of stuff like that that's there, that, you know, stuff that you may not be hearing about in specific commercials.
Right.
So you got to explore the website with MyPillow.com.
Right. And that's all good. And, you know, just like anybody else, I think the website a couple minutes ago, you said you checked it. And it was down for service?
Yeah, it says that they're expanding, adding some extra power. They're down for maintenance temporarily. And I don't doubt it, Captain. I think more and more people are finding out about MyPillow.com. Yeah.
They are, especially after Saturday down in Sarasota.
Well, that's right. But again, that's why it's important. You gave out the 800 number as well. So if you want to order something right now, you can still do that.
Yep. Call the 800 number. Okay. And it's, let's see here. Let me get it real quick. 800-641-5459. Okay. Now, back to what we were talking about here. The far left has blatantly admitted their extreme hatred of America and a deluge of criticism over the July 4th holiday. We had all kinds of comments coming from the likes of Maxine Waters. We had this congresswoman that chimed in, too. And also we had AOC that chimed in. We had Omar that chimed in. I mean, Rashida Tlaib said something really nasty to say. But, again, they're all trying to bring in the racial angle here. That's all they seem to know.
Well, yes. And, you know, Captain, one of the reasons that they're doing that they're, I think, to such a great degree, it's completely self-serving. It's literally about leading people astray. It's literally about leading them over a cliff. In the sense that they are saying the United States is inherently bad, inherently broken. One of the congressional members, right, said black people are not free. That again, I think, is a phraseology being used to do nothing more than to garner some kind of political support, aggrandize themselves, that particular congresswoman. And again, I think that that's really reprehensible. What they should be talking about is the promise of America, the very fact that especially in the 21st century, people across the highways and byways of the land have amazing opportunities. Most people, Captain, that I've ever met, that you've ever met, they are good. They are inviting people. They don't hate their neighbor. They don't care what color you are. The list goes on. And yet we're being told somehow that everybody that you meet on the street is some kind of raging racist and that they're the only ones that can ever take power and put everything back the way, put everything the way they think it should be. It's a power grab, and it's insulting to all Americans of any color.
Speaking of power grabs, the White House says the new ransomware attack, not yet attributed to a source, that they are vowing to take action if Russia doesn't.
Right.
What action could they possibly take?
Well, you know, I think
don't
that...
Don't do that again, Shazam! Don't do that again!
Well, but that's more posturing from Biden. With the magic words Russia and attached to it or of some sort, it's supposed to look tough, I guess. We do know that this recent attack did actually affect many different companies. I think a majority of them would likely be in Europe, especially I know that there were some pretty big retailers where their cash registers wouldn't work, this kind of thing. But this is a major national security problem. And for Biden to stand there and sort of haphazardly and sort of almost incoherently talk about if it's Russia will do something, this doesn't cut the mustard. There has to be some pretty big responses. And guess what? And I heard Lindsey Graham talking about this the other day, that we do have, as the United States, we have a pretty good offensive capability in the cyber warfare department. And maybe it's time that that saber gets rattled a little bit.
Right, and I want to say good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. She says, what happened to our storm? Just woke up and just a normal night, didn't sleep through it. Or did I sleep through it? Well, yeah, you slept through it. We'll tell you all about it here at the bottom of the hour. That's when we'll talk about the storm. Right now we're talking about some other stuff because I'm trying to wrap everything up here if we can and put it in a logical sequence because the storm has been a hit or miss. Where it's hit, where it's missed, it missed. That's it all together. Now, the pages on CRT and anti-racism and mandatory vaccine resolution disappeared, Kyle, from the NEA website. That's the National Education Association.
That's right.
The biggest teachers union.
Yeah, so what do we make of this, Captain? Suddenly, these highly controversial and unbelievably divisive sorts of topics suddenly disappear.
What do we make of it? I know what we make of it. They're trying to get rid of their source of contempt from the people going, well, we never did anything like that. Look, there's nothing on our website. Look, we didn't do that. No.
Exactly. I mean, basically, you know, for some reason, Captain, the idea of critical race theory has now become almost an article of faith for many educators that are involved and being very, very vocal about this kind of thing. And anybody who even asks a question about this in terms of the setup of what does this all mean, what is the context in which you're trying to talk to the young people about American history, you know, all that is met with, you know, some pretty hostile stuff.
Now, a lot of critics and supporters of the Second Amendment have just slammed the heck out of Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat running for Virginia governor, over remarks he's made about guns and voting. They've said, you're not fit for office, and he's not.
No, that's right. One particular Twitter response did say he, you know, that he was not fit for office because Terry McAuliffe put out a tweet, and he said the following, quote, call me crazy, but I think it should be easier to vote than it should be to buy a gun, unquote.
Yeah.
And so one particular Twitter user named Arthur Schwartz tweeted back saying, it is easier to vote than it is to buy a gun. If you don't know that, you're not fit for office.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right.
Now, Paul Pelosi, name sound familiar?
Yeah, brother of Nancy.
Paul Pelosi put $6 million on big tech before a powerful House committee passed sweeping antitrust measures. Gosh, is that insider information?
well, some would say it's in the public realm, but, wait a minute.
That's insider information. He got away with it because they are exempt, the members of Congress. They want to tell somebody something to invest in, they can do it. You can't hold them responsible. I'll be right back. We're going to update you on the storm.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Elsa is now making its way up Florida's west coast ahead of an anticipated Wednesday landfall. The storm strengthening late Tuesday into a Category 1 hurricane. A storm surge warning is in effect for Tampa Bay and other coastal areas, as the National Hurricane Center says the storm could push between 3 and 5 feet of storm surge onto shore. The storm is bringing strong winds and rain to much of central Florida, with tornado watches in effect in parts of the state. ELSA is expected to make landfall on the North Florida coast by late Wednesday morning. Forecasters say the storm will make its way across Florida and into Georgia by Wednesday night and into the Carolinas on Thursday. And the Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Most versatile.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, I've got a statement I'm going to read to you. It's a storm statement from Geico Insurance because they want everybody to know if you've had any claims, how to get a hold of them, and how to get the agents moving quickly to get your claim taken care of. Now, first of all, you should have your phone, their phone number in your speed dial of your cell phone. Their number is 800-841-3000. That's 800-841-3000. Now, if you have access to the internet, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, will get you onto the internet to file your claim. If you have a mobile phone, smartphone, and you want to download the Geico mobile app, you can get that by going into the the Apple Store or whatever else they have there. Just Google Geico.com or whatever you use to get there, even on your smartphone, and download the app that's right there. Now, here's the deal. Geico understands that people are going to have special needs when a storm comes through. Maybe you've got a tree down that did damage to something of yours. Maybe your roof got blown off. Maybe some siding got blown off. Maybe your storage shed got blown into Tampa Bay like mine did a few years ago, or whatever. But go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or give them a call at 800-841-3000, and they've got their disaster team out right now all over the area. They've got them in different places,
And they'll get right to you as soon as they can, get your claim going, and guess what? You'll be standing in high cotton, won't you? All right. There you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to read this statement, and we're going to go from there, because the storm has pretty much passed us right now, which is a good thing, and it's to the north and the west of us, which is a good thing, roughly 75 miles. But now what's going to be happening is the winds, the rotations, are going to be bringing in still more bands of rain, and it will bring the water with it that we've been hearing about the storm surge that in some cases we haven't seen yet into these areas that were supposed to get a storm surge. Now, there is water, and there is some flooding in various areas where it's still raining. Over in eastern Hillsborough County, for example, to the north and east of us up there in Pasco County, right along the county line with Lake County, and up in Hernando County. And this system pretty much sat there for a while because it slowed down. It slowed down when it intensified and became a hurricane. Now it's just a tropical storm, but the winds are still 70 miles an hour, which is enough to do some damage. They were 75 with gusts to 90. And we had one area down below, a couple counties south of us, that had an 88-mile-an-hour wind gust earlier in the afternoon, or earlier in the day, later in the afternoon. So what's happened is the storm is moving to the north, and with it, it's taking its winds and a lot of its rain. We're still going to get wind today on the backside. We're still going to get some showers on the backside. But hurricane conditions are expected to be such, tropical storm conditions now, along a portion of the west coast of Florida. The hurricane warning, tropical storm warnings are still in effect, and they will be till about noontime, I'm going to guess. And southwest Florida will continue to be the focal point of what went through, what happened. Everybody will be looking to see what kind of damage is out there. There is damage, too, folks. In areas where the storm hit and stuck around a while, there is damage. The damage is minimal, thank God. As far as I know, no injuries. And we had one fire that I know that was sparked by it where a line went down on the roof of a house over in Hillsborough County, actually in Tampa. But, Kyle, you've got people that are without power, and you want to tell us about that?
Yes, that's right. We've checked in again here with Duke Energy and their listings of people without power. It looks to be about the same number of people overall. This in the Clearwater down to St. Petersburg area, in the Pinellas Park area, and so forth. The airport looks like it doesn't have anything associated with it in terms of power outages.
Yeah, and the St. Pete Airport has remained open, even though they had some wind gusts up to 59 miles an hour there last night.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. And now checking in at Sarasota in Manatee County. Actually, that number looks like it's dropped, Captain. It's now gone down to 1,570. I believe it was like 2,000 about an hour ago or so. So it looks like we're making some progress there. Sarasota County now reporting some 690 customers without power.
Okay, and that's to be expected. And we do have some flooding. As I said, it's in some of the normal areas, low-lying areas. But some of it is also where it's rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. I just got a report here from Polk County, from a friend of ours over in Polk County, that there's flooding in the area that they're at, which is right there on the Polk County-Hillsborough County line, which, again, I had mentioned that there would be flooding in eastern Hillsborough County because the rain just kind of stayed over there for hours.
Exactly right. Yes, and that was one of these things about this storm that it might have slowed down to some degree, and then you're going to get a lot of rain as a result of that.
Right, and we did get lucky. We did dodge a bullet, but some areas felt it more than other areas, and that's what happens when you have a tropical storm. Now, looking at the track, this thing is going to move northerly, probably up towards Gainesville, Ocala, somewhere up in there. It's going to make a right turn. It's going to go up around Jacksonville. It's going to feel this. Valdosta, Georgia, you're going to get it. And then it's going to pretty much head on over towards the coast and go right up the coast of the United States until it goes back out to sea right around the Chesapeake Bay.
Right, exactly. But again, anytime you have a storm like this, and again, the tornado warnings and so forth, those
yeah,
well,
they've been
areas.
All night long.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So you never know. That's why being prepared is best. Be ready to be able to have clean water. Make sure you have plenty of medicine if you're taking prescription medicine, this kind of thing. Use this as a good, I don't want to say dry run because it's very wet out there. But you get the idea. It's but these storms can do something that's unexpected, and so you never know.
Yeah, this is kind of strange. We've got a line of storms that's pretty much stayed there all night long, pretty much up U.S. 27, up into Lakeland and north of Lakeland from down below around Lake Placid or thereabouts. It's just stayed there all night, and it's still there, and it's still raining.
Right, exactly. And the longer it rains, the more potentiality you have for some significant flooding, because that water has to go somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, folks, I hope that's helped you out a little bit with what's going on. Again, keep it right here to our stations or one of the best news coverages you can get probably is the Weather Channel, because those guys are down here, and they're around, and they're moving around doing different stuff. So that would be the other thing I would suggest if you really want to be on top of things.
Well, exactly right. And so any significant information that comes in here to this program,
we'll
we're going to tell you about it right away.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it to you, no problem. And by the way, when we come back from our next break, got another just butt-kicking song. And, you know, it's fun having fun when some people can't. And I got to say something here because this is kind of bring a little laugh to you. You know, Joe Biden's been talking pretty tough about Russia, right?
Right.
Well, most people that they hear him talking about Russia and his idle threats and whatnot, they're laughing about it.
Well, yeah.
Including the Russians.
Well, especially the Russians, because, again, you know, there are ways to project power. There are ways to project, the will of the American people to stand up against any kind of threat, and we're not getting that so far. What used to be, it was a campaign against Trump, Russia, 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 and this kind of thing. Well, now Joe Biden's in charge. He's got to deal with it, and he's got to be confident about it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway Bible Report, the weather all around the country. It's got problems out west. We got our problems here in the south with the storm. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, and this is a great night to keep it between the lines if you're out on the highway, because we don't want to be talking about anybody that's made a wrong turn and wound up in the median or off the road somewhere. So be careful. And if you don't have to go out right now, don't go out. The roads are wet. There's a lot of ponding in a lot of places out there in the highways. The low-lying areas, you got the water in them again. And we still got wind out there. It's not that we don't have wind. We do. The gusts of wind aren't as high as what we thought they were going to be, but that's okay. 25, 30, 35, and even 40 miles an hour with some gusts to 50 still. Nope, I don't think you want to be out there just yet. Wait till daylight. Now, that being said, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Go over to the Pilot or Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. Once you do that, you'll get free coffee all the time. You won't even have to ask for it because you show them your card. Because on your card, you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, the trucker store. And there you go. All right, here we go. This hour's song. Okie dokie, that is Steppenwolf, 1969. I remember that all too well. Hey, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I like that one. And, yeah, that's definitely from the era and gets used a lot. You'll find it.
Well, they were dressed up in their flowered pants and their shirts and all that stuff doing that one.
Well, yeah, that's right. That was the idea of psychedelic rock and stuff like that. Yep.
Yeah, it was all of that. Okay, well, you know, let's get you started on the weather, because we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on out west, so take care of it.
Well, thank you, Captain. The flash flood watches that we were watching earlier in southern Colorado seem to have dissipated, but don't forget the roads will still likely be wet there along I-25, especially in areas like Colorado Springs, Pueblo, so be careful there. That was supposed to go just into the mid-morning, we understand, or the early hours of the morning where we are now. Down in New Mexico, south of Albuquerque, we've also dissipated some of those warnings from earlier, but an aerial flood advisory still does remain in effect. Again, this is south of Albuquerque along I-25, and so be careful in there. Now, across the rest of the western United States, we still have those fire weather watches, heat advisories, a high-pressure system building again, looking to go into the weekend with high temperatures and perhaps even higher temperatures as we head into next week. So wherever you are, be careful. Check on your neighbors. Make sure you have plenty of water and be very, very careful out there, again, all across the western United States tonight.
All righty. Well, we'll go to Texas, because in Texas, north of the Metroplex, going up I-35, you got an area of fog there, probably about 30 to 40 miles wide and about 30 to 40 miles tall up towards the Oklahoma City line. And from about Corpus Christi on down to Brownsville over to Harvington towards Eagle Pass, you have got rain, flooding going on as well. There's rain that's been down there all night long raining, and it's been raining pretty hard in that area. I also might add that there was a little blotch of rain there just outside Houston. Looks like a little something is going on over there in the western part of the Gulf. Don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to watch. It could be another system for all I know. But here's where the rubber meets the road. We, of course, have had tropical storm now, Elsa, which is totally inundated Florida. We've got a tornado watch from Lake Okeechobee all the way up to the Georgia line and now going into the southeastern corner of Georgia, and a tornado warning in some areas. By the way, we did have a couple of small tornadoes apparently touch down in the remote sections of Florida last night over east of I-75, but we have not had confirmation yet and probably won't until daylight. That being said, of the entire Gulf of Mexico, the surge warning is there for pretty much from right now. It's from about Fort Myers all the way up to Big Bend. And it looks like as if this storm is fixing to make a right turn sometime pretty soon and go across the peninsula. So that's what we got at the moment. And you need to be very careful, everybody out there today. If you're out there, we've already had wires down, we know about. There's probably wires in some of the water somewhere. And whenever you see power lines down anywhere, you have to treat them as if they're live wires, whether they are or not. And if they're in the water and they're up ahead of you, don't walk through it. Don't drive through it. Turn around. You're liable to get yourself electrocuted. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. And from the frying pan into the fire, we've got Denise Simon up there on the mountaintop, Sharpen Springs. She was up there in the midst of a lot more wind than we were down here. So what happened to you up there?
Actually, not too much. And I'm stunned. I don't know how else to put it. I'm just stunned.
Well, to the north of you and the west of you, they got socked.
Yeah. To the west of me is the Gulf of Mexico. But, yeah, there was some big wind yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it took out a couple of my screens on the pool enclosure. But other than that, I really was expecting an awful lot, to the point where I've unplugged all my computers and, you know, I've done all these things. And
did you lose power at all up there?
No.
Okay, because we've had about 3,000 people down here, Pinellas County, and about 1,000 people roughly in Hillsborough County, and then it's been scattered around where the lines mm-hmm. came down. There were some lines that did come down, and that happens all the time, and a power line here, a tree there, that sort of thing. Somebody had a tree fall on their house and their car, and a power line landed on the roof of one house, started it on fire, but they got the fire put out, thank goodness. So, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, I was expecting from the sublime to the ridiculous. And then, you know, as the night wore on, I thought, this thing isn't going to happen. I mean, it just seemed like it was either one, falling apart, or two, that it was not moving like they had originally predicted. So, mm-hmm. from the Tampa Bay area, I'm very happy for the Tampa Bay area. It didn't suffer more than
right.
it did.
Well, it got up here, and it started to go a little bit away from us, so that's what happened, and that's all good. But, you know, we dodged another bullet, proverbial bullet, but there's going to come a time when all this practice is going to make us perfect, if you know what I mean. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll get into the gist of some things this morning. Don't go anywhere. We got lots to talk about. And grab yourself a cup of coffee and then come on back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.